Hello, I'm Marcia Halligan with the Peace Calendar for June 14th through the 20th days. Good news for the Brad River Chippewa Nation as the Enbridge attempts to get a supportive venue failed. The proposed route would mean that the nation would be surrounded on three sides of their land. Already, Line 5 leaked over 1 million gallons of oil. This degraded their quality of life and threatened the wild rice harvest. The U.S. Supreme Court denied the shenanigans of Enbridge. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, moved to protect free speech and the right to protest. They won the release of students arrested and detained by ICE in retaliation for their constitutionally protected speech. Also, they pushed back against the Department of Homeland Security's use of excessive force, an important case that protects militarization of our cities. Further, they blocked the administration's attempt to use the Alien Enemies Act, a 1798 wartime act, to bypass immigration law to accelerate deportations without due process. Further, the ACLU defends birthright citizenship. ACL fights for attempts to ban gender-affirming health care for trans youth. Besides these efforts, they work to enforce proper gender identity on passports. Here on the farm, the earth rejoices for the recent rains. Some places a little too much moisture. However, the trees in particular welcome the rain that reaches their roots as their branches reach for the sky. Send your peace story, peace poem, or peace quotation to peacecalendar@wdrt.org. May we all experience the blessings of peace in our lives. Bringing justice at wdrt.org/peace-calendar.